Nena. Carboxylic acid. Okay, so there's our acetic acid now in IUPAC form is ethanoic acid. We get to the derivatives. So the derivatives then say that if we replace the hydroxyl group of the carboxylic acid with an alkoxy group down here, so R2 is meaning an R group which may or may not be the same as the R group over here. Remember, an R group is just an alkyl group or an aryl group. An alkyl group is straight chain or branch chain hydrocarbon, and an aryl group is a benzene ring or an aromatic system, an arene. So for our ester, this is one now where we have a two-word name, so there is a space. The suffix that goes with ester is O8. Now, there's a major difference here. For this one here, it doesn't matter about the length of this R2. The functional group, the key part, is this carbon here, which is C1. So in the carboxylic acid, this is C1. In the ester, this is C1. So the suffix here gets attached to the R1 group no matter how long this thing is. So this can be a C1 over here, and this can be a C10 over here. But this thing will be ethanoate because there's only two carbons over that side.